I couldn't deny missing him. Our innate connection couldn't be duplicated. Laughing at the same jokes, trading a look without having to speak. The comfort of him being in my corner. I'd also been jerked around by promoters over the years, and had issues with my record label. Finch was in the business, knew the ropes. I'd needed someone to talk to, someone I could trust. I'd needed him. Still, I'd held back from reaching out, nursing my grudge instead. He was right, though. There was no going back, only forward. What he did had sucked. Holding on to my anger sucked more. You know what's really messed up, I said. Aside from the fact that the girl you wrote hate songs about was looking at you downstairs like you were a blue jelly bean. Her favorite candy is kids. I rubbed my overheating neck. She looked at me like that? He chuckled. Dude, you've always been blind where Gwen's concerned. The buzz that filled me burned hotter than my next sip of scotch. Trust me, I know. What I don't get is both you and Gwen resented me on some level as teens. She felt like I made her my charity case, and you obviously had it in for me. I just don't remember being overly cocky about soccer, music, any of it. Enough to make you guys feel like shit. You think the sun notices when it outshines the moon? Are you writing lyrics now? You can fuck off. But think about it. Life was good to you. You never struggled. It taints your perception, makes you less aware of what others are going through. I slammed my glass on his filing cabinet, harder than necessary. I was nothing but aware of Gwen's situation. I did everything I could to help her through it. He swayed his head side to side, unruffled by my aggressive stance. Yes and no. What's that supposed to mean? You offered her your quick fixes, the things that made you happy, because you excelled at them. You taught her guitar, but played better than her. You let her win at soccer, and she knew it. You helped her study, because she learned slower than you. Of course she felt like your charity case. So I was supposed to suck at things. For a smart guy, August, you're pretty dense. I bit down on my molars. Then dumb it down for me, Einstein. Gwen had to find her answers, the things that made her happy. Like I needed to step out of your shadow and be my own man. It's not your fault. We were kids. We had to grow up and figure out who we were. And that makes it okay to steal the girl I loved. No, man. No. He hung his head. I swore under my breath. We'd seesawed from strained apologies to reminiscing to tense again. We might both be ready to make amends. Didn't mean the road would be easy. Look, he said. You did you back then, and I reacted in a shitty way. Gwen drowned in her self-pity. We all had issues. And the reason you plummeted off the deep end after I slept with her, besides the obvious, was because you'd never had to deal with, well, anything. Nothing was ever hard for you. I crossed my arms, glared at the maroon carpet between us. Going off the deep end was an understatement. For a guy who cruised through school and sports, dropping out of college and escaping to Europe had been beyond rebellious. Our folks had lost their minds, begged me to come home and talk to them, a counselor, anyone. I spoke with them eventually. Could never erase them from my life. But everything had lost its meaning. The easy life I'd enjoyed had lost its luster. I guess I hadn't known disappointment back then. The setback of coming in second, third, anything but first. Fuck. Had I really been that big of a prick? Forcing my good fortune on Gwen, like that would make her happy, probably emphasized what she didn't have, what she couldn't do. All she'd ever wanted was my heart, and I tried to solve her problems instead. I'm doing it again with her, I said, dazed and clear at the same time. Doing what? I leave for Germany Monday morning, and she keeps freaking out about it. Won't get too close to me. I'm a mess over it, but I know we can make it work. We have to make it work. So I keep telling her not to worry, that we'll figure it out. But I guess that's me taking control again, making her, us, my project. I haven't even asked her what she wants to do. I tried to swallow, but my saliva thickened. I can't lose her, Finch. She's just, I can't go through this again. Not after being with her. What do I do? His dark eyebrows winged upward. You're asking my advice? His surprise almost made me laugh. Something I hadn't done with Finch in an eternity. It was odd to be with him. Angry one second, leaning on him the next. Searching for my twin under 9 years of unyielding grudges. He was there, though. He was in front of me, asking my forgiveness. Blocking him out had only embittered me. You know her. You seem to know me better than I know myself. Even though we'd barely spoken, Finch could always see right through me. So, yeah, I'm asking for your help. Begging for it, actually. He assessed me, a deep stare that lingered. Then he grinned. It wasn't the easy grin I'd once known, but there was hope in it. Thankfulness. It breathed life into my deadened arteries, beating the hardened section of my heart back to life. I appreciate that, he said. More than you'll ever realize. And I know just the thing to do.